This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This should have been a very busy spring for Pennsylvania sports fans. Sixers, Flyers, and Penguins diehards were looking forward to playoff runs, and supporters of the Phillies and Pirates were also hopeful. All that is on pause, indefinitely suspended by the coronavirus outbreak. But while most sports are off, sports betting is still on. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan reports sports bettors are getting creative.
For Matthew Nelson, March 12th will always be the day sports died.
The NBA was first, then the MLB and the college basketball March Madness was canceled. It was like D-Day or something.
The South Philly resident is a huge fan, but he also likes to make the occasional bet or two. Putting $15 on a college basketball game makes it more fun to watch with his friends. In mid-March, Nelson figured watching and betting on sports was over, at least for the near future. But one night, a few weeks ago,
I was in my group chat. We were all bored, tired of playing video games every day, just looking for things to do. And so I was like, hey, I'll log into my FanDuel and see what they have.
What the betting app had was a ping pong match, known by serious players as table tennis, being broadcast live from Russia. It was intriguing.
They have some serious skill. They'll hold the paddle upside down in their hands. They'll do trick shots. They're like diving across the floor. It's really entertaining, honestly.
Nowadays, Nelson bets on a couple of table tennis matches a week. We watched one of those matches 6 feet apart on his laptop outside.
So there's a red guy, a blue guy, and the scorekeeper who has the old-fashioned scoreboard that you flip over. So I took Sergei Kuzmin because I liked his name. That's usually how I go off the names because I don't speak Russian to read up on these guys.
Thousands of Pennsylvania sports bettors like Nelson have been swept up in this pandemic ping pong popularity. The sport's newfound luster has caught some in the industry by surprise. Melanie Gross is with Caesars.
I think there are people that are interested in sports betting and are interested in whatever content they can get, right? So it's a learning lesson for all of us.
Rush Street Interactive, which runs the online sports books for the Rivers Casino in Philly and Pittsburgh, is running ads that amp up the drama of table tennis matches by setting them to very serious music. The pitch, like tennis, only smaller. Despite all this, ping pong betting isn't anywhere near making up for the loss of other sports. The total amount of bet money taken by Pennsylvania's online sports books dropped by 60% from February to March. Clyde Barrow is a gaming industry consultant.
This is just something to try to keep some level of interest going with customers, but until they can at least reopen major league sports, the sports betting isn't going to come back with any significance.
The most lasting legacy of table tennis's popularity may be in the number of people playing. Ken Weinstein runs the Trolley Car Table Tennis Club, Philly's only full-time club for the game. He says there's a big difference between batting around a ping pong ball in your basement and what happens at the club.
When you play in your basement, it's a game. And when you train 5 or 6 or 7 days a week and play in tournaments on a regular basis and may even do it for a living, it's a sport.
Weinstein's club only has 50 full-time members, so there's plenty of room to grow. He says he hopes table tennis's popularity with sports bettors helps with that.
Betting on professional table tennis might be a great way to let people know there's another level to this game.
Matthew Nelson says he probably won't be making many bets on ping pong once basketball and baseball come back, but he definitely wants to play more. That, however, will have to wait at least until after social distancing ends. Nelson's ping pong table is in the basement of his parents' house. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.